My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, let's get to business. We do it every week. It is time for the picks. Thank you, Snoop Dogg. All right, let's get to business. Let's go. A magical week. Absentee TJ and Rico, 8-3. Tremendous job, boys.
Thank you.
All right, Arizona.
We should get a pot.
In Provo, I've got one you can have. Number 14, BYU, a 4-point favorite. We go to Rico Beard.
Mike, you know what? Arizona's playing well, but you know what? I think that BYU at home, they'll cover this. Give me BYU.
Over to Kenny Cott.
I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I've watched every BYU game, but I will say is they're 5-0 against the spread. Zona only covered once. Give me BYU.
Over to Hatchett.
Well, I have watched every Arizona game, and they can look like a top 25 team, but they're a roller coaster. They lost to T-Tech last week, which means they'll win this week, Arizona.
TJ Lang.
I'm throwing everything out the window after Kenny's stat of the day, 5-0 against the spread. Look, Arizona's decent. They got some big home run players, but I like that BYU defense. I'm going to take them to cover at home.
Those uniforms are indeed. I hate this game. Give me Arizona. BYU's a fraud. Number 4, Penn State traveling to USC. Penn State laying 4. We go to Rico Beard.
I hate this game. It is this game. Here's the thing. USC has fallen behind in pretty much every game, and then they fought their way back. They can't stop the run. Penn State can run the ball. They're going to fall down to Penn State. And Penn State, I hate to say this, James Franklin, he's going to cover. Give me Penn State.
Kenny Cott.
James Franklin stinks, and he has to travel across the country. Give me USC.
David?
I'm going to go USC here.
Very nuanced. TJ?
I'm going USC only because, like Kenny said, I just absolutely have no trust in James Franklin. I think he's a fraud.
No one's betting on USC, yet the line is moving down. Why? I don't know. Time zones and things. Fight on. Give me USC. Texas laying 14.5 in the Red River against Oklahoma. Mr. Rico Beard.
Mike, I know Oklahoma's missing a lot of people, the receivers, but in the Red River shootout, these games are a lot closer. So give me Oklahoma in the points.
Kenneth?
Yeah, rivalry game, 14.5, a lot of points. I agree with Rico. Give me Oklahoma.
David in a lilac shirt. You know, he's throwing it in the system tonight.
Doesn't matter if it's a rivalry game or not. Oklahoma's missing a lot of players here. 14.5, it could be 30.5. I'm going Texas.
Mr. T.J. Lang.
Yeah, Quinn Ewers is back. I think he's going to remind everybody why he's the starting quarterback instead of Arch Manning and have himself a day. I think this is going to be a blowout. I'm taking Texas big.
I've got problems with a true freshman quarterback, down three wide receivers, and a shaky O-line. I hate a big number like this in a rivalry, but I'll go Texas. Ole Miss at LSU, Saturday night in Death Valley. Ole Miss laying 3.5. Mr. Rico Beard.
Mike, they're going to be down in Death Valley. Mike the Tiger will be prowling the sidelines.
Yes.
Give me LSU in a flat-out victory.
Excellent choice, sir. Mr. Kenny Cott.
Man to hell with the Tiger. Give me Ole Miss.
Unbelievable. We go to David.
They're playing at Death Valley, playing at night. Ole Miss is going to die a horrible death. LSU here.
Over to TJ.
Are these the two most punchable faces for college football coaches with Brian Kelly and Lane Kiffin? I think they are.
Plausible.
I hate picking this game, but Ole Miss probably going to be playing without their top receiver, Trey Harris,
yep,
leading the nation with almost 900 yards of receiving. I think that's going to hinder that offense too much. I'm taking, unfortunately, the punchable face of Brian Kelly.
Jackson Dart's not the same away from home. They also stopped the run. Great. LSU doesn't run it. Give me the Tigers. Give me the 3.5. Cue up neck, please. Let's go over to that's fabulous.
It is.
Ohio State, Oregon. Game of the day. Number 2. Number 3. OSU laying 3.5. We go to Rico Beard.
Mike, for this game, I am going to say I believe in the fact that Ohio State has to cross the Mississippi to go out west. Teams don't do well. Oregon is going to be a lot more focused. I don't believe in Will Howard yet. I do Dylan Gabriel. Give me the Oregon Ducks. Quack, quack.
Over to Kenny Cott.
Yeah, basically copying off my notes. Ohio State traveling all the way to Oregon. I don't trust it. Give me Oregon.
Okay, David? It isn't even about traveling out west. I don't think Ohio State's better than Oregon. Oregon all day.
Wow, great production right there.
Guess I'm going on a limb on my own. I'm taking Ohio State, and mostly because I just wasn't really that impressed with Dylan Gabriel last week against Michigan State. Now, I know you said, hey, they're playing a terrible team. He wasn't all amped up, but some of those red zone turnovers,
they were bad.
Were really, really bad. I think that's going to be the difference.
I'm using one stat. It's data. You don't have to follow it, but it's pretty nuanced, pretty accurate. Coaches that use way too much Just for Men in their beard only cover at a 32% rate. Can't go with Ryan Day. It's egregious. You got to stop, Ryan. Come home. Mama's calling. Give me Oregon. Oh, give me the 3.5.
I need to see the list of coaches on that list. I need to see that.
Think about it, though. He's not even faking. Like, don't they make it where it's got, like, a touch of gray? Hashtag, like, realism.
It's getting blacker.
The dude
blacker
looks like
the
Brian Wilson, the former pitcher for the Giants, putting shoe pop. Thank you, Jim. It's incredible. All right. Let's go to Sunday in the National Football League. Unbelievable. Cardinals, Pack laying 5.5, Mr. Rico Beard.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike, 5.5. I've learned that's the devil's number. And the Packers look a little shaky, and I guess I'm starting to believe in Kyler Murray. Give me the cards.
Kenny Catt.
Yeah, devil's number, but I'll step on the rake. Give me Green Bay.
David.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm also going to trust Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals on this one.
TJ.
I'm taking Green Bay. I think Kyler Murray is turnover prone, and Green Bay's defense, what, 16 takeaways? I know they're happy they got your guy, Mike Xavier McKinney, back there with
five interceptions. I'm thrilled they did, too.
On the season. I think that's going to be the difference. I'm taking Green Bay at home.
Yeah, like, I'm rooting for the Cards. I like them. They're fun. But back-to-back San Francisco, then to Green Bay. Jordan Love, after that stupid pick, looked like the Jordan Love that we thought he was going to be. Give me the pack. Game of the week, fun-wise. Commanders, Ravens. Ravens laying the 6.5. Mr. Rico Beard.
Not really a big fan of the 6.5 points, Mike. And the Commanders have just been scoring points at will and winning games. Give me the Commanders.
Kenny.
I think this is where the Commanders come back down to earth a little bit. Give me Baltimore.
David.
I'm going to go with the black quarterback here. The new black quarterback. I'm going with the Commanders.
TJ.
Rookie quarterback in that place, in that building. I know it's not a night game, but that's a steep task. I think this could be a Baltimore game, much like we saw about the same time last year against Detroit. They could be just due for an offensive explosion. I'm taking the Ravens.
Gov, please. You know what? It's just been too easy for Jaden Daniels. I wouldn't touch this game in real life at all, but you're forcing me to. Give me the Ravens. It's just, come on, it can't be this easy for Jaden Daniels. There's got to be a...
I think it is.
Oh, boy. All right, Bengals, Giants, Sunday night football. Bengals laying 3.5. You know what to do.
Yeah, I do, Mike.
You know what to do.
They're traveling out to New York.
You know what to do.
Long Daniel flight. Jones looks like he is all that.
You know what to do.
Give me Joe Burrow
and the Bengals. Unbelievable. New thing. Kenny, go ahead.
The least confident in all of my picks. I'm going to take the G.
Very tepid. All right. Hatchet.
Yeah, this is, I mean, the Bengals look so bad, so I have to go Giants here, reluctantly.
TJ? You know what to do.
I know. I just changed my pick. And
you're going to assault another old man today?
Nah, I think I am. Sorry,
no,
G.
No.
I just, the Bengals can't be this bad. They just can't. They have too much talent.
I don't think the Giants are that good.
Bad. No, I don't either.
What if it's 24-21, Bengals win, Giants cover?
I know. That's why I'm going back and forth Stoney. On it. Bengals defense has been terrible. You feel like Lou Anaroma's got to turn it around eventually. I think this is the week. I'm going to stick with the Bengals.
Quarterbacks with a blank stare cover at a 63% rate on primetime television when playing teams wear orange. That fits Danny Jones.
You are desperate.
Does it go up if you are a mouth breather?
And if you were born in the month of November. Give me the Giants one time. Come on. For my dad, please. Bills laying 2.5. They travel to the Jets Monday night. What do you got, Rico?
Mike, we actually talked about this game. The Jets are in turmoil, fired their coach, Aaron Rodgers. The Bills should be favored by a lot more, but you know what? Kind of like Kenny said earlier, I got to step on the rake. I don't believe in the Jets. Give me the Bills.
No!
I'm stepping on the rake.
Kenny Cott.
I will step on the rake with you because I don't know why it's only 2.5, but the Jets are in absolute turmoil. So, yeah, give me the Bills.
Over to Hatchet Man.
What a 24 hours it'll be in New York when you have the Giants, the Jets, the Mets, and the Yankees all playing. Got to go Jets here.
TJ,
home divisional underdog with the Jets after the week that they just have.
You know what to do.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be out to prove a point. I think the players know, hey, we can't afford one more bad loss or there's going to be a lot of pink slips when we show up on Monday or Tuesday. I'm taking the Jets.
This is for that idiot fireman, Ed. Jets, favorite play of the week.
That's rude.
I don't like him. Lions laid a three. Fireman. I don't like him, and he acted like an ass when he came here for Monday Night Football. I got stories. Let's keep it moving. Lions laid a three at the Cowboys.
He's a hero.
That's fine. What he does on Sundays is a different thing.
Don't care.
Lions, Cowboys, Lions laid a three.
You guys ready?
Oh, Lord.
Cowboys are just missing too many pieces defensively. You know, Lions have realized what their identity is. Give me the Lions.
All right. Kenny Cott.
Rico, not sipping on the haterade. That's a good sign. Give me the Lions.
Okay, David.
I hope the Cowboys are ready. Orbital, ramming, speed. I'm on to Minnesota Lions.
Over to TJ.
I'm with you. Jump on it, man. Let's go. Ramming speed. Lock of the week. I know we haven't had great luck in Dallas, but it's time to be unburdened by what has been. And we're going to take the Lions big.
Lions, I don't care. I hate the Cowboys. Bastards.
Please win.
All right, those are the selections. Nice job, everybody. 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.